And welcome back to Shades of Shonda. It's your girl Shonda, aka LaShonda. And I'm still riding high off of my therapy session from yesterday. It was so good, and there were so many pieces from it that I wanted to speak on and share with you guys. And I'm just going to cover, as they come to me, I'm going to try to cover them each day this week. So today I want to share with you that I'm cleaning up my life. I really am. And I was having an issue trying to figure out why certain friendships are in the space that they're in. And my therapist helped me to realize that it's okay to clear out, basically to clear out fake friends, people who you thought, you know, there were some issues with, or that people who don't align with what you're about, you know, and being righteous and all of that. But also, she really asked me an important question about one of my friendships in general. I was like, okay, you know, I don't know if it's really friendship rooted in anything, you know, we just kind of do this thing together. And, you know, she's like, but what's wrong with that? What's wrong with having people that you do certain things with? Whether it's, you know, someone that you're friends with because you guys share a hobby in gardening, or maybe you guys, you know, are friends or friendly because you are couponing, or someone you're who has kids in the same school, or someone who's the wife of one of your husband's friends, or someone who you're doing a podcast with, or someone who's, you know, you're friends with for a myriad of reasons. And she let me know that it's okay to have those kinds of relationships. Every relationship does not have to be a full-on, I'm calling you to burden you with my life, to tell you why I hate my husband, to tell you why my kid's getting on my nerves, to tell you why I want to leave my job. Not all friendships are worthy of that. And I was like, oh my God, she just validated me, because I was thinking, it's like, oh my God, I don't have a whole lot of friends. And she was just like, I think you're looking, you're looking, you know, basically, she didn't say this, but this is the impression I got, is that she told me that I am probably looking for more in every relationship, and I shouldn't be. And also, what's underlining to that is me having negative thinking. Negative thinking is, you know, thinking that someone is only your friend because they can get something out of you, or my husband not loving me because he doesn't, you know, put the spoon in the spoon holder, or him not loving me because he doesn't, you know, ask me to, when he goes to the store, if I want something from the store. Like, I don't have to always over analyze everything, or even minimize or even maximize something that could very well just be a small thing or a little in consideration. And I know I just kind of jumped right into this topic, y'all, but I'm telling you, it just blew my mind. Sometimes we need validation on the small things. Not everything is a huge, drawn out let's battle, you know, for the next 6 months on what we need to do. I like this lady. And by the way, if I didn't mention this before, I have a black therapist, a black woman therapist. And she doesn't like, I don't get the impression that she would not tell me something for fear of, you know, not milking this these sessions for everything. She asked me that question and I was like, oh my God, this is gonna work. This is gonna work. And she even remembered some things that we had talked about years ago. And so I, you know what, and I don't even know if it's poisoning the well to even like every day be mentioning stuff that I'm talking about in therapy, because really therapy is supposed to be for me. It's supposed to be for me to like really go through this journey. But I'm compelled to talk about it because, number one, I'm very loquacious. But also, like, I like to share with people because I never know what thing I might share that would be helpful to someone. I was telling you guys that my niece joined the military. She's going in the Navy. And she reported to Chicago as of today. And I saw some pictures where she has landed. So we're saying a prayer for her and for our family, and thank you guys for any of you guys who wish to say a prayer for her and our family as well. Thank you. And so when she was matriculating into college, not only her but also my nephew, and I had a nephew that graduated from Clemson this year as well, but when they were going to college, it just triggered some thoughts and some moments, and I was just thinking about, there's just a lot of things that I wish I would have known about college before I went. And I understand the plight of oldest children, oldest siblings, eldest daughters. You know, we're pioneers. I keep saying this, we're pioneers. And especially like in our community, in the African American Black community, especially with, you know, whatever percentage of us do not go to college and whatever percentage of us do not finish college and things like that. There's just so many things that lead to and that can contribute to us, number one, not going to college, but also number two, not graduating from college. And so I just wish there were so many things someone would have told me. And in my niece's case, there were things that I did tell her about college, but you know, it's her life and it's her choice to proceed even after hearing the information. I'm someone that, you know, I want people to learn from my mistakes. You know, they say smart people learn from their mistakes. Intelligent people learn from the mistakes of others. So I want people to be intelligent. I want people to see certain people's lives and say, you know what, I don't want to be like that. Or, oh, maybe I want to be like that, you know, and kind of go from there. But I also realize and know that I don't have to take ownership for everybody's life too. That's another thing. I don't know, y'all, where this all or nothing. It's almost like an all or nothing mentality. Someone, you know, being your friend because of a shared goal, hobby, or interest shouldn't be questioned because it's okay. But in my mind, I want to pick it apart. And like, if you're not all the way, you know, secured into friendship, like we don't have a blood oath, then you can't be my friend. Or judging someone for not taking your advice or not seeing things the way that you see them, even though you've been through that. It even borderlines, and now that I'm sitting here thinking about it, it even borderlines in the space of controlling. And that's a icky thing to think about yourself. Like, I'm a controlling person. Where did I learn that I needed to control everything, that I needed to control my life and everything around me and everybody else's life? I don't know if this is even remotely interesting to you guys or not, but for me, I gain so much insight and knowledge and aha moments from these conversations. And I definitely do have to thank my therapist for, you know, asking the right questions and provoking that kind of thought. And I'm just even grateful that I'm the kind of person who is even willing to hear, because there are some people that probably need therapy and would get into therapy and not be open to anything that anybody says. So I've got a lot of inner work to do. I've got a lot of inner monologue work to do. I've got a lot of positive thinking to do. Oh, and that was the thing. My therapist, after the session, she sent me, you know, some things to read and even a workbook or like a worksheet to complete. Like, okay, so these are the things that I'm, you know, that, you know, could affect your mindset. Which of these things do you think that you deal with? Give an example of a time when you had to experience that, or give an example of it from your life that explains you having this issue, and then write down something that you could maybe adjust the way that you think to have a more positive impact. And I was like, wow, this is good. This is good. So I wish I had a BetterHelp code, because I feel like I'm being sponsored by BetterHelp, but I'm not. I don't have a sponsorship, but BetterHelp, definitely holla at your girl, because it's working for me, and I'm sure it could work for somebody else. So I'm going to keep this one a little short today because I'm getting a little tired. I've got some chicken going in the copper pot in my little Dutch oven on top of the stove. I've got a whole fryer with some onions and seasoning and waiting for my husband to get home. I just wanted to have something for him when he walks through the door. That way he's not like coming home and having to scratch and get a sandwich or something. He'll actually have some food. We've been kind of ordering food. Like I, you know, have to pick up my daughter from school, and a lot of times we'll just stop and get something to eat on the way. Like we got Chipotle today, or I'll order something off of DoorDash, and I'll order enough to where she will have something for lunch when she comes home. Well, really, it's more like dinner. You know, but since my husband is working his second job, I just wanted to be able to have him come home and have a nice meal, not always have to, you know, scrape up something or eat leftovers. So he's going to have some fresh stewed chicken fryer tonight. And I like that. And I'm mentioning that because I want to record my mindset shifting also when it comes to my husband. You know, I had a thought today that not only do I need to clean up my life for my life to go in the direction that I want it. So I need to clean up my friendships. I need to clean up my thoughts about friends that I actually have. I need to, you know, clean up this inconsistency. I need to clean up my unself-discipline. And I also need to clean up my negative mindset when it comes to my marriage, my negative mindset when it comes to my husband. He has shown me in so many ways, and this is one of the things that I put on that worksheet, that he is trying, and that while he is an imperfect person, so am I. And my controlling issue, my negative mindset, which it's baffling to me to even think that I would have that. Like, I never thought that I was a negative person. I never thought that I had a negative mindset. But I guess being a negative person doesn't necessarily mean you're someone who's like, you know, a hater. Like, you're always out here like, oh, you ain't never gonna do that. You don't need to do that. Like, I don't feel like I talk to myself like that. I don't feel like I talk to other people like that. In fact, I think I'm a very positive person when it comes to encouraging people and things. But in a covert sort of way, I have succumbed to a negative mindset and a negative outlook. You know, like, this person is never going to be what I want them to be. I'm never going to be thin. I'm never going to be, you know, whatever, famous. I'm never going to be beautiful. But the thing is that I'm beautiful right now. You know, I have been thin, so I can get thin again. And my relationship with my husband can be as great as I want it to be. But in that means that I also have to be open to the fact that I am imperfect. And maybe there's some things about me that, you know, he's grappling with that I'm thinking are perfectly fine. You know, I think one of the when I was filling out the worksheet, you know, it was like, give your examples or whatever about your negative mindset. Like, I think, oh, my husband comes home, he sits on the couch and he does nothing. And instead of thinking about it, oh, he doesn't care about me, he doesn't care about our family, he doesn't care about helping, when really he's just probably freaking tired. And I have been tired in my life. I have been tired a lot in my life. I'm probably exhausted from my life. And so to honestly think that someone can't sit down if they're tired, or someone can't just truly forget something, honestly, it's a mistake. Or someone can't just like be completely exhausted. I've had all of these emotions. And so to reserve only the grace for myself, but not reserve the grace for anybody else, is unsettling and unkind and unfair. So I as of today, I feel like I am going to be fair, and I'm going to be kind, and I'm going to give grace, extend grace, not only to myself, but to him as well. Because I know that he is not a horrible person. I know that, you know, he is trying his best. I know that he has definitely come a long way. And he is not anybody else that I've ever dealt with. He is unlike anybody else that I've ever dealt with. And he is different. He has reacted, especially in these past almost 12 years, has reacted differently than anybody else that I've ever dealt with. So that gives him, you know, enough credence and enough grace in my head, especially because, you know, he's completely different because he's the only one that I made my husband. So he's forever going to get grace from me. So, and I think I'm also probably going to share less about my husband, because I don't want to also impede on his privacy when it comes to our relationship and me sort of working through things verbally, you know, consciously verbally on, you know, on this podcast. So if you start to notice me not sharing as much, that's why, because I think I am going to take those old ladies' advice when we got married: keep people out your business. And the best way to keep people out of your business is not tell them nothing, and that includes social media and podcasts. So it's interesting, because I thought, I was like, oh, I'm probably going to be around the 10-minute mark. You know, I told you guys that these podcasts are going to be anywhere from 10 to 40 minutes. But since I'm very loquacious, we're, you know, nearing up on the 20-minute mark. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. I definitely wish you guys would follow me on our social media. LaShonda Stephens, LaShandaStephens on Facebook. I am Shonda_J_Stevens on Instagram. I am Lashonda_Stevens on TikTok and Lashonda Stevens on YouTube. So go subscribe to my YouTube channel and see all of the different hobbies that I have. Go follow me on Instagram. Go follow me on Facebook. And definitely go follow this podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, including and especially Anchor. Thank y'all for tuning in. Have a great day.